This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back. We have Tim, the Tim here, with the analysis of what's going on. Today is the second Super Tuesday. It looks like, when I'm looking at the polls, Trump is going to win Florida and Illinois. He's neck and neck with Kasich in Ohio. This looks like it's going to be a lock. And I think long before June, he's going to have enough delegates. They're not going to be able to do a brokered convention, which they want to kind of put on an inferior candidate against Hillary Clinton. It also looks like Hillary has now two IT specialists that actually are going to get indictments if they don't actually respond to the grand jury. So Hillary's going down. And Bernie Sanders is a socialist fool because he can't do what he wants to do in terms of actually financing his plans. He's basically, as we talked about this with Matthew in the last hour, he's basically a form of a Marxist that actually thinks that he can do these things by taxing $20 trillion over the next decade to finance things that will kill the middle class and business in America, still not fixing the border problems, still not fixing these multiculturalism disasters which Obama's created. The fact is, the only one asking the questions and raising the issues, which is why the population is reaching for Trump, is Trump. There's no other candidate in either party. That's just the way it is. And they'll do all kinds of attacks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always had mixed feelings, Dr. Bill, about Trump. He's
not perfect. He's not perfect.
Bombastic. He's not perfect. But I'll tell you what. He's taking his money. He's running a campaign that will benefit all of us. He's the only one that can change things. And Bernie may be well-intentioned, but socialism is a failed policy. It will not work. He can't afford to pay for what he wants to do. And even if he somehow did, it wouldn't change things significantly. Trump is the one that is talking about bringing our industry back to America, about putting people to work, making America great again. And it's not just a slogan, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real. He's talking about doing the very specific things that have to be done to turn us around. And look, the American middle class, the hope and dream of so many people in the world, it's somewhere between dead and dying. And this is it. We either turn things around this time, or I don't think we can handle another 4 years of this crap.
No, in fact, and by the way, it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican there. If they're part of the establishment, we're finished.
Yep, absolutely. If you don't believe that, you know, I have, they finally have been waking up. But I've had some diehard Republican fans, and Republicans are always correct no matter what, and Democrats are always wrong. And so everything's going to be fine. And I said, look, you've got a Republican House of Representatives, a Republican Senate. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, right. Not only that, look at Mitch McConnell.
And my friends have finally woken up, and guess who they support? Trump.
Well, here's the thing. When Mitch McConnell says he can work with Hillary Clinton, Mitch McConnell's working with these other so-called pseudo-candidates that are not going anywhere to try to see if they can dump Trump. Mitch McConnell, you need to get a life boy. And all these congressmen and senators, there's a few, like Congressman Sessions has actually got some guts and actually says the way things are. Most of these people are fools and are totally bought and paid for by these super PACs and these corrupt money. It's just terrible.
Yeah, there was. I was talking to about a 90-year-old friend of mine. He used to be a state representative in Indiana. When I was 21, I ran for state rep. My father-in-law ran for state rep, and I, of course, was a citizens lobbyist when I was in college. And I know a lot of people in the General Assembly in my state and some other states too. And politics has always been rather crooked. You have to raise a lot of money and so forth. But if there's been a sea change in politics over the last 30 years. When we brought in political action committees, and made some basic fundamental changes in Congress. That which was done under the table and was illegal and had to be done very carefully suddenly became legal, and it was on top of the table. And then that everything changed, and Reagan helped to basically destroy the power of the unions. The unions brought in big money to the Democratic Party, which at least allowed some balance, you know. That's all over now. You've got one party with two faces, and that's the party of money. And, you know, the average American citizen doesn't count. I mean, if you don't make a $50,000 or $100,000 contribution to these characters, you're not on the radar screen. Oh, they'll send you a letter, you know, that's cranked out by a machine that the government pays for, but you don't count. You want them to sit up and take notice and do you? Well, you know, write a check for $50,000 or $100,000. Oh, you don't have that money? Well, too bad. You don't count. Goodbye.
Right. Now, here's the situation. Trump is financing it himself. He's a billionaire. And I honestly think that with all the objections, say he's a misogynist, he's this, he's that, he made crazy statements, the man is not perfect. He's raising issues. He doesn't have all the solutions. Sometimes he's bombastic about making an off-cuff statement. For example, if he wants to stop the drugs up in New Hampshire, the wall is going to stop the 100 million excess people arriving in America over the next 20 years that we can't tolerate. We can't. We have to understand we can't dilute our culture and have 100 million people arrive here in the next 20 years, which is what Obama...
Bill, there was a Catholic archbishop that made a statement that I have to agree with. He said, being concerned about the flood of illegal aliens is not racist. And it's, you know...
Well, you want to help them in their own country. If you want to help them at all, you want to help them in their own country with smart trade, with doing business so that countries like Mexico or next door neighbor is a stable country that has a good economy for everybody, including the poor. What you want to do is, for example, in the Middle East, you want to make sure the Middle East is stable, which is what Putin's doing. He's pulling out troops and planes. He's saying, okay, we're ready now. We want to see that you're not going to try to do regime change because he'll come right back in. And we're going to have elections where the people will decide whether Bashar al-Assad is there, et cetera. He's rational. He's a statesman. What we see with Obama and the globalists is they set lines in the sand and say, you know, we're not going to tolerate this unless we do a regime change. That kind of game has got to stop. This is run by the secret agencies like the CIA and the Mossad that trained these ISIS and ISIL people in the town north of Amman, Jordan. They try to create a catastrophe. Then they create this dialectic of chaos. And then they try to condemn them, like Obama publicly condemns them, at the same time he's supplying them with arms. And then says he wants to have peace by giving $150 billion to the Iranians. At the same time, they don't stop enriching uranium, and they have missile tests with the side of the missile saying, you need to destroy Israel. Israel's crazy, but you don't want to aggravate a crazy man. So the idea that they're going to go, Iran is threatening Israel, is not rational for us to give $150 billion to them. We should have had sanctions to say, you can't do missile tests. So now it's going before the United Nations, and the United Nations now has to do something we should have done, which is, what is Obama doing? On the one hand, he creates the problem and the chaos. On the other hand, he tries to condemn it, and then he tries to be a peacemaker. This guy is very, very, he's very, very evil.
Well, he's a liar, you know.
Liar.
And who's the father of all lies but Satan?
Well, I think one of the first things when he first came in, the first few years, we started to have the sign of, I saw a comic picture of Obama and it said, the Lying King. Lying King.
Well, yeah, he's been president for 7 years. We still don't really know who his father is, and we're not really sure about his mother. Still no pictures that have been photoshopped from his entire childhood up through law school. We know for a fact he entered undergraduate school as a foreign student. He's not constitutionally eligible. Everybody let it slide because they didn't want to be accused of being racist because he was black. And, of course, the media was behind him. So, you know, now they're trying very open with Cruz, a guy who was born in Canada of Canadian parents. Rubio, who was born, yes, in the United States, but of Cuban citizens. You know, they're running these two characters. Rubio is so gayed out. I mean, the guy, when he's on stage with millions of people listening to him, and he's a U.S. senator, and he's talking about Trump's hand size, making reference to his penis. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. How crazy?
I think that's part of the reason why his poll numbers have dropped. You know,
well, these people are twisted. They're sick.
Well, they're also bought and paid for. I mean, Trump's the only one that actually is calling out the issues, which is why, you know, you don't see Black Lives Matter move on attacking Cruz or Rubio, do you?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
welcome back. And, Tim, this election cycle is going to be very critical because the New World Order basically is being pushed forward, as we talked about this with Matthew, about the ideal that the globalist organization that runs the world really is the secret agencies of the NSA,
the person who you're trying to reach,
etc. Ah, hope we haven't lost our connection there. Tim, you're still
there,
right?
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so what I see happening is this is going to get very critical because if we don't turn things around, America is pretty well finished.
This battle against the New World Order is not just limited to here. For instance, Brazil has been racked. There are a lot of people demonstrating against the government, but the government supports the BRICS. The BRICS is, you know, Brazil, India, South Africa, China, and Russia, and many other smaller countries. But the globalists have arranged for economic chaos to take place in Brazil. That's probably the weakest link in that chain. And there's a war going on at, on various levels in some places, like in Syria and the Ukraine. It's gone hot. But in other places, it's financial, economic, or political. And they're determined to, you know, they're in their strategic endgame for their New World Order, and people are waking up to it. I don't think they counted on the Internet in their long-range plans because the Internet didn't exist 100 years ago. But they're still, you know, doing the best they can. Now, if you look at Germany, Merkel's party lost some elections, regional elections, but she immediately said, "Well, it was a tough day for us," but she's standing by her, you know, basically open border to the migrants strategy, and that says very much where she's from and what she's doing. It's estimated that there's going to be about 40 million black North African Muslims headed into Europe in the next, you know, couple years or so. And Europe can't stand that. Europe can't stand the millions that are already there and all the rapes and so forth. And it's kind of surprising in a way that they haven't done a Mussolini on Merkel, hung her from a light post, but they may down the road. But, you know, it's the people are waking up and they're getting desperate. And they're also seeing that in so many countries, their entire political class has been bought and paid for by the globalist forces. And that these people are allowing their country to be destroyed. And that's kind of a wake up for a lot of people because, you know, you don't really want to think things are that bad. And that's a rather scary view of things.
Well, I went over a website that's called Deagle. It doesn't sound like my name, but it's
Deagle.
And if you go to their site and pull up the United States, they actually say by 2025, which is 9 years, the population of America, which last year was 319 million, will be reduced to 65 million. And they'll live in 12 super cities, 5 million each. In the central United States, there'll be no coastal populations at all. Everybody will be in the super cities. There'll be no towns and villages or anything. They want these resilient super cities.
And that's the UN project. What is it? 21?
Everybody wants, they're going to actually try to force everybody to live in a 300 square foot super small apartment.
Well, you know what? If you're stupid enough to allow them to do that, at some levels you deserve it. We are many, they are few, and you've got to have the cojones and the courage and the Christian faith to say, sorry, Charlie, this ain't going to happen.
I'm a Joshua Christian, which means you have your hands that are stretched out to make peace with your brother. But there's a thing called the, you know, I've said this on the show before to people to understand the striking the other cheek. This is the cheek of the child. You strike it so the child doesn't get themselves burnt or hurt. The other cheek is called the cheek of brotherhood, which means if you strike this cheek, we have to have a struggle till one of us dies. That's what Jesus was saying. He has to say you have to struggle with your brother to drive out evil. You have to confront evil. You have to do God's will. In fact, this is something people don't understand. The definition of good and evil is very straightforward. You can only sin against God. King David actually was the one who proved that. He said he was a man after his own heart, which means David knew he could not sin against fallen man or the fallen world. He could only sin against the Creator who is perfect. And to do God's will is the only thing. That's why it says that Jesus continually was devout doing his Father's will, which is why he was the perfect man. Now, when King David, who was a man after his own heart, he knew that when he did evil, he was actually not sinning against Uriah, who he set up to kill and take his wife. He was sinning against the Creator God. People need to start grasping that. And good sometimes, evil can actually look good sometimes. If it isn't God's will, it's evil. Now, what we have is a society that believes in relativistic morality. We have a society that's going to try to destroy the family. When people say it's okay to have gays and let them have children, so it's not, because eventually they're going to clone human beings, even make transhumans. They're talking now, and people need to see this in this movie, Zootopia, that's out, of humanizing animals and making them look so real. And now the genetic engineers are saying, hey, we can humanize your cats so they can actually start talking to you. We can humanize your dogs.
I have a number of cats, as you know, and I've had dogs and canaries.
You don't want to humanize an animal that's got human DNA in the beard.
An animal that would constantly be telling, I want food, I want food, I want out. Why would you do that? But the point is, you have, and I agree with everything you just said 100%, you have people that are trying to play God, because that's, it goes down to Lucifer and the fallen angels. Lucifer wanted to be God. And he's not God. He can't be God. And, everything about him is based on lies, murder, deceit, and falsehood. It is a rejection of all that is good and holy. When we say follow God's will, it's not just that, you know, there's this big monolithic thing called God and we better follow his will or else. No, God is the essence of purity and holiness and goodness.
And love and balance.
He calls himself our Father.
Right. In other words, he's the essence of balance. For example, if you don't have a family where people are born of a real physical, biological mother connected to a human family, and they're born in a laboratory in an artificial uterus, and their father, their parents are 32 different humans, and they may have transgenic DNA brought in from animals, who is their parent? The state.
Yeah.
And when you have that situation, you now have a disconnected creature that no longer has physical, biological parents, the state. And now the supercomputers that actually created them are their parents. This is a hell on earth in which people need to understand now before this happens. It's not that we couldn't do it, but we shouldn't do it. And, you know, I don't mind the idea of correcting.
We can't allow them to do it.
Right. I don't mind the idea of correcting human genetic disorders like Down syndrome or a gene defect. But there's a big difference to transgenic changes or creating children. Like the British said last fall, they can create a child now from 32 different potential parents. That's sickening.
Well, and also you get in what parallels that is the deliberate destruction of morals, particularly centering on the family. I mentioned this Orthodox priest that told my pastor, who's an Orthodox priest, and of course they're married, they have children, as Orthodox priests do, but this other Orthodox priest is somewhere in middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and they were introducing in that school system a textbook that says there are 24 genders.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
What?
Back in a minute.
Cold this winter?
What?
Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
To mention some things about Diebold and what's going on there, because
I've
heard is that you can move the vote about 7%, but I think that the margins are so wide with Trump, I think that it's going to be very hard to deny him. If he takes Florida, Ohio, and Illinois, et cetera, today, it's going to be game over. And the fact is that the party doesn't combine it. The Republican Party, by the way, either change its internal structure or it's going to die. And you'll see this this new republicanism, which is populism under Trump, actually kind of revolt against the control matrix inside. For example, you're going to see the super PACs get dissolved under Trump. You're going to see a lot of the dirty money gone. You'll see a lot of changes in the financial system. He wants to do an audit of the Fed, which means the first stage of getting the Fed under control and start printing our own money. It's going to be a lot of trade differences. That's why you see Japan and China freaking out. They're freaking out because, you know, the big game, the dirty game, the corrupt game is going to be over.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the kind of things that they're freaking out over are exactly the things that a president of the United States who actually serves the interest of the people of the United States will do. But getting this Diebold thing, okay, the elephant, the unspoken of elephant in the living room, this election series is, Diebold, but there are others, the use of computers for voting and vote counting. You cannot make that system secure. And we know that it's been proven multiple times. It's been proven multiple times that people have accessed and changed everything. Now, you're right. Around 7% is a good figure, because I think Florida, Trump is so far ahead. If he doesn't win Florida, it's obvious that it's a scam and they stole it.
Right.
Ohio, he probably is far enough ahead, but you know, there's a
head
question
neck and
there
neck with Kasich, but Kasich is not there to get to win the primary or to get nominated. He is there to be a spoiler. And again, the man is incredibly
corrupt. Well, he took $202,000 from George Soros. He supports TPP. He supports NAFTA. He's a scumbag. He's an absolute dirty, rotten scumbag, like so many of them that have sold this country down the drain. He's the type of person that would sell his mother for a quarter if it's, you know. And we've put up with too much trash like that in our political offices. And they act, oh, well, I'm the governor, oh, I'm the senator, oh, blah, blah, blah. They're so wonderful. No, they're not. They should be locked up, at a minimum, locked up for life for high treason. But, oh, well, there, you know. Now, it's going to be real interesting tonight to see. Ohio is what concerns me. I think if there's a place that they're going to successfully steal, it will be Ohio. In Florida, by the way, which Trump is way ahead of little gay boy Rubio, friend of mine, a Jewish friend of mine, calls him foam boy. Which is pretty good. Yeah, that picture of him with all these naked men in foam up to their necks, you know, cavorting around. Right. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. It's so pathetic. But anyway, Orange County, Florida, has run out of GOP ballots at many of our voting places with very long lines. Some other places in Florida, like in the town of Jupiter in Palm Beach County, Trump's name was left off of some ballots. Gee, how'd that happen? You know?
Yeah, how can that happen when you get there? He's a leading candidate? That's ridiculous.
Well, and you know, all that stuff adds up. And so what do? You challenge it? Well, okay, so sometime next year after the election, the guy's sworn in, whoever it is, you might get a resolution. I mean, we as the American people should never have tolerated computer voting. And, of course, the candidates haven't complained about it because they're bought and sold, except for Trump. I think Trump probably made a strategic mistake in not complaining about computer voting. But anyway, the latest polling, by the way, is showing that Trump is 53%, and that's compared to roughly a month ago when he was at 44%. So he has a majority of the American population behind him. That's whites, blacks, people of all races, colors, political parties. A clear majority of people are now behind Donald Trump.
Yeah, we even have Louis Farrakhan, who's head of the Nation of Islam, and a pro fighter. I mean, people need to understand that we're talking about blacks, whites, Hispanics. He's not a racist. When I hear these racist terms, I'm thinking, you're not realistic. Or to say he's a misogynist. You can tell this man loves women. He's not a misogynist. And when he gets
is
angry,
that
like anybody.
Wives?
And by the way, when he gets angry, if someone was threatening me continually, I might mouth off and say something inappropriate.
Oh, not you, Dr. Bill. I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
I might say
you're
something
so
inappropriate.
Quiet
that would
and
be.
And just
oh, yeah,
like
right.
Me.
Well, no, that's actually not me, okay? But if I was in that position, I probably would have blown my stack a lot earlier to say, you know, hey, that guy is giving the finger and threatening people and punching them, and somebody gives him a sucker punch. I'm not saying that I condone violence, but, man, I can see somebody losing their cool.
Well, I have to tell you, my friend that was in St. Louis that witnessed all this, witnessed all the arrests, witnessed blood on the floor, literally, he had people get in his face and his boy's face. He was absolutely shocked. He said he's never seen that level of hatred and extremism in his entire life.
Right.
And he said these people, although they were carrying Sanders signs, many of them, he said these people obviously were thugs, street thugs that were brought in.
Yeah, I think they were trying to set it up because Hillary Clinton takes money from MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter, and I don't think Sanders was involved with this at all. His signs are the only ones there.
To be honest, I'm not a Sanders supporter, but I have to tell you, in all honesty, it does not strike me as something that Bernie Sanders would do. I don't think it's his style.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
but Hillary, oh, well, Hillary would do anything. Hell, as in H-E-L-L, Hillary certainly is capable of just about anything. And
well, there's some pretty good evidence, actually, that she had some background connection there in this. She's pretty evil. The problem is, you see...
Well, there was an ad that was run shortly before the Chicago thing as seeking people to demonstrate against him.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of swing vote. A lot of the people that were attracted to her, Bernie Sanders, don't like Hillary. They'll actually swing behind Trump, believe it or not, because, in a sense, there's in a parallel with a lot of things that both Trump and Bernie are saying, although they're from a different perspective. So, Hillary, for example, when she talked about fracking, Sanders basically said, I'm not against for any fracking. And he was right. Fracking destroys the water table.
Okay, here's someone sent me this, my brother actually. It's from an article from All News Pipeline, Dateline March 13th, 2016. Now, what it says, anti-Trump mob for hire, ad in Chicago Craigslist, days before violent protest. Man who attacked Trump made short film calling for killings of whites and is an actor with an IMDb page dating back to 2004. That's IMD, you know, the movie database. they hired these people. They hired thugs off of the street. And in fact, the mainstream media has ignored a couple stories, but I got one off of a Christian news site. In Chicago, a black Trump supporter was killed by gunshot.
It's hard to get corroboration. I've checked with other sources. I know that that story's out there. We actually have the name of the man that died. But it's really hard. The news media scrubbed this because they don't want to think that somebody died.
They, of course they did. And also there was an incident, I think it was in Chicago, where one of the jokers in this Move On had a submachine gun that was firing it. And there's a video
of
it.
I heard that's what, it, in fact, was the cause of this man's death. Was he's firing this machine gun, and he shot and killed a guy.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Unbelievable. We're allowing this to happen in America.
Well, we shouldn't allow it. And again, I think Trump needs a lot better security around him. They need to have some non-lethal weapons.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we have an interesting clip from Wayne Allen Root that talks about GOP should thank God. When it's ready, John will play that. I really think today is really critical. Here's what I want to see happen. I want Trump to have a private security. I want to have non-lethal weapons in the crowd with not only crowd members of the party, but also deputized people that are there. They have beanbag weapons, tasers, etc. And then I want to have spotters with actual weapons in case somebody smuggles guns in there. They need to make sure that there is a bullet shield between Trump only on one side with all the crowd, so he has a means of escape in case there is an attempt to assassinate him. Because it's obvious to me that this 57 jets that flew into Hilton Head, South Carolina, that they need to realize that the only way they can stop this man now is to kill him. So if Trump doesn't up his game in terms of protecting himself because the security force around him did a really poor job on Friday, he's going to end up dead.
Yeah.
Now, that's my feeling.
I'll tell you how concerned I am about it. At this point, I believe Trump is real. I believe that he has the overwhelming majority of the population now on his side, and well, by the election, I believe left without fraud and so forth,
he will win
the nomination. He will win the election. But I
Tim,
think
we're
there's
play
only
that
a
clip
10%
down,
chance
and I want
that he
Tim,
will be alive to be sworn in. And,
Tim,
and
Tim, let's play that clip, and then I want you to comment, okay?
Okay.
It's only about a little over a minute.
The opposition Donald Trump has seen on the campaign trail hasn't slowed his momentum as the front runner. And our next guest says the GOP should thank God for Donald Trump. Joining us now to explain is conservative radio talk show host Wayne Allen Root. He's also the author of The Power of the Relentless. Nice to see you this morning, Wayne. So,
hey, Clayton, how are you?
Do you imagine the establishment is going to want to thank God for Donald Trump? They hate him.
They do, but they should thank God because the Republican Party is in vogue again. We've got our mojo back. He's winning. I hate to quote Charlie Sheen, but in this case, Donald Trump is winning, and you could tell. There's no protesters at Rubio events. There's no one trying to interrupt Cruz events. No one even knows Kasich's name. Donald Trump is getting this kind of incredible attack because he's winning. He's bothering the left. He's under their skin. and they know he's the one that can beat Hillary Clinton, and they've got to stop him. They've got to slow him.
So obviously he has a lot of momentum, but you say the Republican Party is back. Others would argue it's being ripped in half, torn to shreds, and stepped on. Is the Republican Party back? And if so, what is this new Republican Party?
Well, I think it's very much like Ronald Reagan. I was the first commentator in the country who compared Trump to Reagan. I think the reaction is exactly the same, Clayton. I was there. I was at Columbia University, the center of the liberal universe, from 1980 to 83, when Reagan was running and then elected president. And the response of the kids on campus and the professors, exactly the same as Trump today. They're scared to death. We are winning. We're taking back the agenda. We're not punching bags anymore. We're actually punching back. And that's a good thing, because I don't want to be a punching bag. It's been 7.5 years under Barack Obama where the Republican Party has been a punching bag under John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and even now under Paul Ryan. And I'm proud that Donald Trump is hitting back.
Yeah, there are people this week circulating old videos, of course, in the wake of Nancy Reagan's passing, people looking back at Ronald Reagan and wondering. I think there's even a Time magazine cover showing that party, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, standing side by side, saying, what happened to our party? Would people who have been sharing these things virally this week, videos of Ronald Reagan talking about welcoming in immigrants into this country, do you think it's the same party? Do you think Ronald Reagan would be pleased with the type of rhetoric that we hear from Donald Trump about immigration and other policies? Do you think they'd agree?
I don't think it's rhetoric. I think it's truth. And I think Ronald Reagan was a man of the truth. And at the time, it was the same reaction. They called him the same names. They said Reagan was a clown. Reagan was not an intellectual. He was a lightweight. He was extreme. He was radical. That he could never allow his finger near the nuclear button. It's the same type of hysterical talk coming from the left that I heard under Ronald Reagan, because Donald Trump, in many ways, not exactly like Reagan, but in many ways reminds me of Ronald Reagan. He appeals to the middle class. He speaks to the working class. He's expanding the GOP tent to allow in others besides the elite corporate CEOs that seem to run the Republican Party. I wrote a book 2 years ago, Clayton, called The Murder of the Middle Class. That's what I believe is happening today because of Obama and because of MoveOn.org and because of the GOP establishment. Nobody cares about the middle class and the working class, but Donald Trump
right.
speaks to them. And I said in that book, we need someone in the Republican Party who is not a pure conservative, but rather a populist
right.
and hopefully an entertainer like Reagan, who gets his message across,
yeah.
who's a celebrity, and who speaks to middle-class people. And those are the silent majority that we've been missing
right.
in the GOP. Because of Trump, we've got him back. And right. I think we're going to win this election.
Yeah, the middle class feels trampled upon, and they feel lied to by the Republican establishment. Wayne, it's been great
yeah,
to see you.
If only Donald Trump, instead of calling it a Trump rally, if he'd called it a job fair,
yeah.
none of these liberal protesters would have showed up. They're scared to death of jobs. I mean, that's the division
right.
in America today. It's not
black
versus...
That's really
a lot
good.
Of what he says is right on.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not so much into the liberal versus conservative or Democrat versus Republican as much as he is. I think the issue.
Well, I think you pointed that out that the GOP establishment and the progressive Democrats are both basically two sides of the same snake.
Yeah,
the same
absolutely.
Like all, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, and we're losing the country, and I think that's what people are waking up to. They're voting their pocketbooks. They're realizing that the middle class is somewhere between dead and dying.
Well, 63% of Americans can't put $1,000 together for a car payment, a copay on health care, or, say, a broken air conditioner. They're done. The middle class is finished. And people can't afford jobs where they're doing part-time here, part-time there. Some people have been working 25 years at a full-time job. They were moved to part-time because their company cannot afford to keep them and give them health care benefits. So now they've got to buy. It's ridiculous. This is a sickening country. And I tell you, I'm putting together health care. I'm putting together an article on Fukushima Daiichi. I'm going to put together an article with a solution on health care that will go beyond even what Trump says, which I think will work. And he wants to expand Medicaid. So that we have poor people don't have to worry about buying premiums and all this other foolishness. They just get health care. This idea that we need to let people, you know, in the lower classes not have
well, why
good
do
care.
The insurance companies have to be involved in that? See, that's
well, the problem is we need
care.
To transition away from that. And here's what I want to see over, it'll take about 8 years. I'm going to eventually see where doctors are put on salary, state licensing authorities are taken away, malpractice is gone, and we have mediation, where we basically eventually get rid of, we have a single-payer system, and basically we have, like the military. For example, if you're in the military, you're not paid a fee for service, you're paid because you get a salary. This idea, and you can have bonuses based on performance, innovation, research, and public service. Yeah, but we can have these modifiers, but this idea that we have a system.
Well, and we need to break up Big Pharma. We need to, you know, these clowns that want to go after natural products and keep them off the market and give us their pharmaceuticals with all kind of side effects. That's ruinous. We have the vaccines, you know, where they want a child to have 40 some vaccines grade school.
Tim, exactly. If you have a healthcare, like for example Kaiser here in California, as soon as you have a new symptom, the doctors just try to slap you on another pill. It's just for sickening, and they try to get really aggressive about pushing vaccines. And if you try to lecture them, especially with me as a doctor, it gets really, they get, they're real huffy. It's like, you're going to listen to me. I'm a doctor. I know better than you, and you are going to listen. This is the reason why these vaccines
Two of my friends last night at dinner were telling me, you know, they're both on statin drugs. I said, oh, my God, why? The doctor says we need to be on. You're going to pill
Your
pusher.
Idiot doctor is going to cause this.
Do some research,
well,
you know?
Three major effects of statins. Demyelinating your brain, so you become demented. The drop in CoQ10 levels, so you go into heart failure. And, of course, causing a peripheral neuropathy and other problems caused by interference with neuromyelination. Is that a nice outcome? No, it's not.
Folks, give this country a prayer today.
Well, pray for that
prayer
for Trump
Donald
is what,
Trump, because we're in trouble. And if enough people pray to the Lord, we'll get some help.
Right, and we also want to pray that Trump stays on track and doesn't make outlandish statements, as he has done a few mistakes here. Okay, he made a few gaffes.
Hey, he's a human being, like you said. He's not a politician.
He needs to be more presidential, but he needs a lot more presidential level protection, because they're going to try to kill him if he wins today.
Yes, they are.
They're definitely going to try to kill him, because they can't stop him any other way now.
Yep, get right with God, folks.
Take care, everybody. Super Tuesday today, second.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.